If you see a child coughing up brain with it, she makes that little kind of. She was about 16.
Yeah. Patient's name is Carly Parrish, first name Carley, last name Parish. Date of birth is 4/16/2013, date of service 2/22/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness, this 8-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom and all of her siblings. Mom states that she began having fever, cough, sore throat, stomach pain today. She also wanted to get her foot looked at because she did jump and landed on the side of her right foot, and she does feel like she has increased pain with ambulation. Mom treated her temperature with Tylenol this morning at 7 a.m. Allergies. Mom states that at a very young age, Tamiflu was given to her and that she did have some sort of hallucinations. She wasn't sure if it was related to the fever or the Tamiflu. Patient did not have any anaphylaxis, shortness of breath, or hives. Current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate 125, respiratory rate 16, temp 101.6, O2 100, and she weighs 58 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl. She does have a little erythema to her posterior pharynx, bilateral tonsillar enlargement, but bilateral tympanic membranes intact. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even, unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, influenza A for number 1, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, febrile illness. Patient did have a flu swab done in the office and did come back positive for influenza A, which all of her siblings did as well. Mom will continue to treat symptoms with over-the-counter medication such as Motrin, Tylenol. I will write her a prescription of the Tamiflu, and Mom will observe her closely while she is on it. I did give the patient 12.5 mils of Motrin in the office to treat her 101.6 temperature. Patient has no contusion, swelling, redness to her foot, and she is does have normal range of motion, so no x-rays needed at this time. I did discuss with Mom if she has any worsening of condition. She needs to return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.